It's the One Book, One Philadelphia reading period now, the prelude to a series of discussions, cooking events, movies, and this year, an opera. What's the book? WRTI's Meredy Duddleston looks at a choice that's already inspired creative offshoots.
A movie starring Nicole Kidman and Jude Law, an award-winning soundtrack, an opera composed by Jennifer Higdon and Jean Scheer, and now the 2016 One Book, One Philadelphia selection. It's Charles Frazier's award-winning novel set during the Civil War, Cold Mountain. Companion books include children's selections and Solomon Northup's harrowing account in 12 Years a Slave. And one book will emphasize context, including local links to slavery and emancipation.
Philadelphia is very progressive. It's the place where the abolitionists and the slaves were able to escape and be protected to some degree because of the Quaker presence and their anti-slavery stance.
Free Library President Siobhan Reardon expects layers of literacy to unify One Book when it rolls out in February. Opera Philadelphia's East Coast premiere of Cold Mountain will take place that month. And Opera Philadelphia's Michael Bolton says the two organizations are collaborating on added dimensions.
Film screenings, partnering with One Book, One Philadelphia for book talks, but also bringing the music into the community so people can get a preview of what the opera sounds like.
The Free Library's Siobhan Reardon.
So now you have not only literacy around reading, you have the whole cultural literacy piece of it in bringing the opera into the process.
This coming February, a Cold Mountain network of literary, musical, visual, and even culinary intersections will open up. Until then, keep reading.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.